Another line that would be obvious at this point in the person's life of change. They'll all be at the convention. They'll be asked, what are you going to do during the campaign? What is your father going to do in the campaign? What about debates and so forth and so on? I would anticipate all that. I would say on the base, well, you could say that, I could simply say that, Chairman Prager's answered that question. I think he's probably right. Do you think that's the best way to do that?
Yeah, they'll follow up on that page, though. If they open the question, I'll say, well, I'm not.
No, well, I just say that I stand with that. Right. I just simply say what he stated. Don't leave it open. Don't see if they're likely to be trapped in leaving it open. Just say, well, Chairman McGregor has stated the position, and he's given the reasons, and I'm not going to vote. Just stop right there. Just stonewall that sort of thing. They should have given that sort of thing anyway. If they talk about what is your, they'll ask about their, because you particularly what my campaign plans are. There they answer. Just to get involved. First, it's very different than the 1968 campaign because the first responsibility for example, the vice president, except when it's a tie vote, you can't make it. But the president, his first responsibility is to serve in the office and carry out the duties of the presidency. There's no one else that can do it. You can't delegate that to anybody else. That's particularly true. Very major foreign policy matters under. And it's also particularly true because the Congress is not going to be in session until the 30th of October. So until Congress is out of session, we can only say that whatever the president does is going to have to be on a very limited basis.
Yeah.
pictured up there. Even though it was unplanned, they said 100 people were out there at the airport.
Yeah. Incredible. For Christ's sakes. You know, that's, I mean, even for God, when I was in a private citizen.
If you showed 60, up and got 100,
remember
that would have been
64? 64 when I was nothing. Just running around the country for Pearl Goldwater. But so to God, if I had less than, you know, 300 or 400, I thought it was a disaster.
If you had less than that, they said it was a case of public support complete.
They only had 100 out of 500, 600 at the factory. Isn't that something? And he had, of course, a few thousand in the park that he should. Big crowds, but that shows you what you're up against, especially. You see, here, they take 100 and make a large enthusiastic. We have 10,000, come pick out one that quick. So don't let our boys get off the line. I don't want them to think that the press is fair here.
Right.
I mean, would you agree with me?
I do agree with you.
Take the danger there, not the cost. There is a big scale. Because John is, so recently, the president. And he just hates to believe that John Chancellor isn't fair. Mm-hmm. He hates to believe it. God damn, he's not fair.
That's for sure. Last night, they threw a little dig when Laird's document came out after it was presented Laird's side of it. And frankly, it's a very negative commentary on Laird. And then Chancellor came in to speak for by government money, those political documents we used for that campaign. Just as little shots like that.
Yeah. But also, they didn't play that we're making today, but the most vulnerable point now today in this campaign is Ramsey Clark. Mark my word. I haven't realized how important it was Ramsey Clark, what he said about Hoover, that he was a menace to the nation.
Right.
And second, when he said, well, that Ramsey Clark would be a perfect opponent of the FBI. Now, here's a man that gives aid and comfort to the enemy, a perfect opponent of the FBI. And I go all of them. This may be a time to check the ones.
Okay.
See my question?
Right, if he did something for Dole yesterday, he didn't make the...
They didn't make the FBI one. He said a member of the camp.
Right. No, we told him to do that. Say, your FBI chief is right over there in Illinois.
Dole doesn't understand the joke. But and it got a little play with it. But the point is, that should be repeated by every speaker from now on until he repudiates it. It's Ramsey Clark, who has been giving aid and comfort to the enemy, who, and quote the part of it, who says that he apologizes to that man. What do you think?
I agree 100%. I mean,
there is one.
I'm
not for strategy. We all talk about that. I read all the memorandums, yours included. They all said, well, I don't intend to be striving. As a matter of fact, we weren't striving in 70. They forget that. The only thing that was striving was that they got that film. Of course, the point is, there was no struggles.
Well,
what we're talking about here is that when you get these guys, you've got to remember that all they're going to do is crap around about the $10 million and the cave water issue. That's bullshit.
Right.
I mean, it'll be picked up today by our friend from Kilpatrick, the water issue. Well, that's going to pass. That'll be over. They'll indict two people, and the goddamn thing's over. Because it's just one of those unfortunate things, some stupid guy took the money that they're supposed to defend the convention with, go tap a Democrat, and that's where we get it. But I can assure you that on this thing, on Clark, I noticed that the media played it down quite a bit.
If you called him to call the beep up here, I'm sure I could draft even a statement which he could read and release at the same time.
He's going to make a speech tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night?
Saturday night. Now.
It's loud as a time.
Yeah, I know. It is. But if he could put the speech out,